given the fact that the Republican Party, being the religious party, is the greatest political threat to America, as you stated in your own work and Ayn Rand stated as well, what is the reason Ayn Rand chose a secular, collectivist, nihilist political leadership as against a theocracy, as the political evil establishment in her novel? Well, first of all, a novel is not necessarily aimed to present the specific nature of the future evil that is going to take place. This is a universal novel. She does not have to be committed to a prediction of what form of dictatorship is going to survive. Further, she was not writing a dystopian novel. In other words, you know, future where everything is wrecked. She'd already done that with Anthem. She was writing a transitional novel. How you get from United States to where we are going, not where we will end up. When you asked her when it was set, she never said the future. She said the day after tomorrow. In other words, not immediate, not necessarily the form it is now, but not what it's ultimately going to develop into. Basically, it's today that was the day after tomorrow. And the thing is, it doesn't make any difference because the same principles, the same philosophy that lead to today will lead to the religion, if and when it comes. But I think there's another factor here. She conceived and wrote Atlas in the 40s and 50s. And at that time, even in the 80s, when I was writing The Ominous Parallel, it was pretty much inconceivable that religion would become a power. There was still enough of the old-fashioned Americanism, and the parties hadn't gone to that extent crazy, and there was enough American institutions. You knew that if it continued, something really bad would happen, but the religionists had not made their bid yet. So it would have been just out of the blue. Now, in my book, I predict a religion, partly by the theory I advocate, but it depended on a tremendous amount of evidence of the rise of religion, the rapid rise. And that rapid rise is precisely what you couldn't know 75 years in advance.